It's lovely to be here again. It seems quite a long time since last time I stood here. In fact, it was January. And it's quite a contrast, isn't it, from last week. This time last week, I was digging my way out through 4 and 5 foot snowdrifts so that I could get myself off the beach at Dunster. I didn't believe that to be within 20 yards of the sea, one could have quite so much snow. This morning's sermon is part of the Lent series, You Are Loved. This series based on chapter 13 of St. Paul's first letter to the fledgling church in Corinthians. The chapter contains Paul's great description of God's love for us. It is God's love that we should radiate from our lives and through everything that we do. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. In summary, it means you are loved by God. No matter who you are, no matter what race you are, no matter what class you are, no matter how religious you are, no matter how often you pray, no matter how well you know your Bible, no matter if you are rich or poor, no matter what you have done or what you have not done or what has been done to you, no matter what religion you follow, God loves you and me. God loves everyone you will ever know. God loves everyone, past, present, and future to the final day. God loves everything and everybody he created. And if you haven't got that, it is God loves you. You don't have to prove it. You don't have to do anything for it. And you don't need to be anything special. Because you are special to God, because he loves you as you are. Truly, truly, I tell you, it is so. This morning we're going to consider the aspect of love protects. This, in fact, is interesting because it is the first positive description of love rather than the preceding descriptions of what love isn't. Many people struggle with the idea of God's protection. How can there be God's protection when there is so much suffering in the world? I hear so often, how can God be good if my children are suffering? Suffering is so often the reason given to me for non-belief in God. Yes, Jesus is a good guy. I like his ideas. They're good, but look at the suffering. I struggle also with the idea of love protecting. To me, protection should look like a defensive wall, you know, a castle. Keep the enemy out, or a well-armed army between me and the enemy. Or, a bit like a VIP, there's a hint of trouble and you get whisked away in the car to somewhere safe. But I, like you, live in a real world. And I see little evidence of God providing that sort of protection. I see no evidence of the great man St. Paul himself receiving that protection. In fact, I see him walking into adversity on behalf of God. I see him walking straight towards suffering. He can write, and this comes from 2 Corinthians, we put no stumbling block in anybody's path so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships and distresses, in beatings, imprisonment and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience and kindness, in the Holy Spirit. And he goes on. It is clear that the man suffered for his faith. I can't imagine what it is to be on the receiving end of the angst of a riot, but Paul did. A swift look through other translations shows that the NIV is alone in translating the phrase "love always protects." Generally speaking, it appears as "love always bears all things" or "endures all things." They all render the Greek word stego into English quite differently. Stego's primary meaning, its first meaning, is to cover over, to keep out. So, for example, a roof could be seen as a stego because it keeps the weather out. It enables the contents of the building to endure, to suffer the weather. It protects the inside of the building. So stego means to bear, to endure, to protect. And I think that's the main meaning of the Corinthians passage. But what is interesting, stego can also mean several other things. It can mean to cover over, to conceal what is inside, to cover over and conceal what is displeasing, meaning that God's love does not drag out into the public scrutiny, its pitiless judgment, our wrongdoing. You see this type of love at work when Joseph finds out that Mary, his betrothed, is pregnant by somebody other than himself. He could, like the woman caught in adultery, handed her over to the mob to be stoned, but instead quietly goes and decides that he's going to divorce her quietly out of the public gaze. That love is stego. In this context, it can also mean Passover. Passover, where God's judgment of death passed over the Israelites due to the blood of the lamb on the lintel of the buildings. The blood of the lamb protects the occupants of the buildings from the wrath of God on that terrible night in Egypt. The lamb's blood covered the people of Israel. It was the stego for those people. It can also mean possibly that love endures all things, insults, betrayals, disappointments. Love that holds resolutely to its course. A love demonstrated by Jesus going to the cross. Even for those who are nailing him to the cross. So why 1 Corinthians might place an emphasis on one of those meanings. The original hearers of this letter would have heard that word and had all those other meanings sitting in the background. The translators of the NIV and all the other versions have the difficult job of having to pick one word to cover all that I have just said and more. Pick whether to use bear, all things, to endure all things, or to protect, when in fact the original Greek word means them all and more beside. Paul is calling the Corinthian church out of schism, pleading with them to deal with their differences and wrongdoing quietly behind closed doors, rather than their present practice of dragging their opponents before pagan judges in the full glare of the public. He is calling his new church to bear and endure hardships, to be patient, to rely on the blood that Jesus shed on the cross to be their Passover. Jesus' blood provides their cover, holding them in the love of God. It is their protection from being excluded from the love of God. Paul is pointing to the love of God, Christ. The love of Christ that endures all insults, all disappointments. People letting him down, humiliation, suffering and his friends deserting him. Christ draws his friends back. He forgives them, renews them, and above all, he sends them out to have another go. God is like a parent watching over a toddler, learning to walk. As a parent, I knew that my toddlers would have to fall over at some stage, otherwise they would never learn to walk. It was inevitable that they would fall over, but then we would pick them up. We would comfort them, we'd hug them, we'd wipe them down, remove the grip from their knees, and then we'd stand them on their feet and proudly watch them have another go at learning to walk. That hovering love and attention over a toddler is our stego. That is what God does for us. He watches over us, knowing that we're going to fall over, but picking us up, comforting us, loving us, encouraging us, but puts us back on our feet to go out and have another go. And today in Mother's Day, that's what we're remembering, is that hovering love of mothers, hovering over them, whether they're close or far away or passed on. But that love always remains with us and over us and covering us. If that is a mother's love, how much more so is God's love for us? God displays this love for us by having his one and only Son, Christ, die for us, die for all people. Christ died for them, he died for you, and he died for me. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus died for everyone so that everyone could have eternal life. And all you need to do is believe. If you believe, then Christ's blood is the sign of God's stego, his Passover, his protection, that we will never, ever be parted from God. And with this, we are posted off out into the real world to live amongst real people, to deal with real suffering. But knowing come that final day, we will be covered with God's protection and by his love. About 30 years ago, God touched me and called me by name. I became aware for the first time in my life that I was actually an okay person. A bit rough around the edges, and I'm sure my wife sat at the back will probably tell me I'm still a bit rough around the edges. That I'm a major restoration project still in progress. But if I was loved by God, then maybe I should love myself a bit more than I was doing. And with that, God posted me off on this adventure of following him. He never promised me that it would be easy. He never promised me that he would sort everything out. He just promised that if I believed in him, I would walk covered by the shadow of his love all the days of my life. You know, for much of the time, I feel a bit like that toddler, convinced that I can run when in reality I've only just mastered crawling. And again, God picks the crumpled heap that is me up off the floor, cleans me up, hugs me, renews my confidence, puts me back on my feet, ready to have another go, and sends me with the words, "Go for it, boy. This time you can do it." I get scared like Elijah and I run off, daunted by those who oppose me. And after time in the wilderness, like Elijah, God comes to me, refreshes me, renews me, and asks me, "What on earth am I doing there?" And leads me back to face what I do not want to face. But I'm safe in God's cover, in his stego. For as Paul says, "In all things we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord." God's cover protects us, enables us to endure all things, to bear all things. Christ's blood is our Passover for our failings. Nothing we do can dent his love for us. All he asks in return is for us to believe and to follow on this adventure of life. If you're up for a life adventure, then we'd love to pray with you after the service. Amen.